Agenda item number 17, discussion and possible action on adoption of fiscal year 2016 annual operating plan and multi-year capital improvement plan by Jim Forte.
I've got a resolution, but I wanted to go to a couple of sections on it to make sure that that the board is fully aware of some things that we're going to be doing. Our contemplation is that when we bill for our water, that the customer pays it in a lump sum. We bill early in the fiscal year, and we receive probably 90% of our income in that first quarter. We do offer the opportunity, however, for customers to pay either quarterly or monthly. When they do that, we charge them a factor that reimburses the BRA for the lost use of that money on an annualized basis, as well as a fee, a very nominal fee, for the fact that we've got to cut a second or third or fifth or 12th invoice and the processing it takes and that type of thing. We thought that the board had blessed that methodology and that approach. There's evidence to suggest that back in somewhere between 2005 and 2007, there was discussion with this board, and we talked about what we were going to do. Quite candidly, we can't find an action item where the board said, yeah, go ahead and do that. So this resolution will incorporate us catching up with that methodology, and this language that says that y'all are going to do it, here is what we do. We take our investment rate that we're making right now on that portfolio, and we look at how much the lost income would have been based on how the payments are made, whether they make payment quarterly or monthly, and there are different factors for both types of payments. But what it does, it makes us whole at the end of the fiscal year, assuming that that income would have been deposited at the very first of the fiscal year. And it means that there's not a subsidy for these people using their money longer than we do. The factor for 2016 would be 2.53 for quarterly payments, and the factor for monthly payments would be 0.085. And what we do is we take that factor, we multiply the outstanding balance by that factor, establish what new quarterly payments would be, and we end up, again, there's an elaborate calculation that makes us whole. Yes, sir.
Approximately, what does it translate to in terms of cost to the customer?
How much do you make off of that, Cheryl?
$60,000
a year.
No, I meant in terms of a percent of the portion that they're deferring. I mean, is it like something like 1% or something like that?
Because our savings rate right now is
it's negligible. It can't be even 1%. Hardly can
right.
It.
When we had higher interest rates and double digit interest rates, it could be significant. But with lower investment rates right now, it's nominal.
And again, with these factor numbers, it's hard to translate that into the cost of money to the customer. It's a detail. It's got to be around 1%, isn't it? Or not even more than that?
No, it's not going to be 20%. Cheryl Holscher does all our accounts receivable, and
it's also $20 per transaction. Is what we're counting. So if you were monthly, 12 months. $20 to handle that extra invoice and that extra payment for the back end.
I was just trying to translate it into a percentage. It's okay.
And again,
sorry.
It's nominal. Very very few customers adopt that methodology. Like I say, $60,000 income on $24 million worth of billings for a system rate or any contract. So.
Jim, is it communicated to the customers? Is it well communicated up front?
Yes. Again, that's what we thought. In the letter that we send out to every customer every year when we set our rates, there's a couple of paragraphs that talks about what the factor for quarterly and monthly payments will be. We've been sending those letters out for the last 7, 8, 10 years. Let's say thinking that you know, that back 7 or 8, 10 years ago, that you had passed a resolution that that agreed to it. We have minutes that say that show that it was discussed, and that everybody thought it was a great idea. But when you go to find a resolution that says yes, go ahead and do that, we just don't have one in front.
So, Jim, if the customer owes us $100,000 and they defer payment for it, instead of all at once, they pay it quarterly.
Correct.
Then how do you apply that 0.085 factor? And what dollar amount does, over and above the $100,000 that they would owe us, does that amount to?
Again, let me defer to Cheryl. Can you use an example? And
I mean, it's not 8.5% per annum.
No, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
It adds up to be about 11 cents.
I'm just I'm talking about cost of money to the customer is what I'm talking about. Less than 1%. That's what I thought. All right. I mean, you can't determine that based on this though. So I just felt like it should be discussed.
If you added that price to the acre foot, it's about 11 cents per acre foot.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions on that topic? And the only other thing that I point out is, again, we're going to set rates for the West Central Brazos because we owe those customers, again, are expecting us to set a rate every year, but there's a potential that these rates may not be applied if we're successful in dealing with the city of Abilene and the water district out there to acquire the West Central Brazos pipeline. So if there are no other questions, I can read the resolution. Yes, ma'am.
Jim, I do have questions on our projects, and it seems that, you know, each year for, you know, the past couple of years, I can remember that we set, you know, a pretty significant amount aside to spend on projects. But just the information that's in here, you know, we've spent, you know, maybe a third or something of the budget. Are we doing okay on all, I mean, I know we have a lot of projects going on, and it seems like we put out a lot of fires, but are we doing okay on those other long-term projects that aren't getting funded in the years that we've approved the budget?
I'd say that we've deferred projects not to where there's a critical issue, but it's just when you're overwhelmed by the correction of processes from the past, it hinders your ability to make progress. again, we think we've overcome a lot of that. Again, the groundwater project in the Trinity, where we'll spend almost $3 million next year, the Allen's Creek project, where at your October meeting, we will bring a contract to you for the 404 permitting activity, which will be $3-5 million. So I think we've overcome a lot of that. It was just getting over issues that we had to deal with the contractor issues that have been discussed with you in the past, the engineering issues that have been discussed with you in the past. We resolved those, and hopefully we're going to make some progress.
I will tell you, I feel better now today than I felt in the last 5 or 6 years about our ability to make progress. In the closed session, whenever you see where we are on systems operations, whenever you see where we are on Allen's Creek, we're making progress. And that's been slow in coming, and we've also had to be deliberate. And there's some folks out there that don't like us very much because we're making them do what they're supposed to do. And so whenever you take that stance, sometimes it impedes rather than helps.
Any other questions?
Read your resolution, please.
Yes. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority that the following fiscal year 2016 annual operating plan and multi-year capital improvement plan be approved and adopted, and be it further resolved that the General Manager / CEO is hereby authorized to make expenditures and enter into contracts for expenditures as listed in the fiscal year 2016 annual operating plan and multi-year capital improvement plan in accordance with the Brazos River Authority's general operations practices Policy 2.01, authority and responsibilities of the board of directors and general manager slash chief executive officer. And be it further resolved that the general manager slash CEO is hereby authorized to make adjustments in the individual line item amounts of the budget, provided that the total amount expended shall not exceed the total amount authorized for each operating division as follows. Operating budget, water supply, $38,337,816. Cost reimbursable, $16,353,972. Total operating budget, $54,691,788. Capital budget, water supply, $19,276,255. Cost reimbursable, zero. Total capital budget, $19,276,255. Be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the multi-year capital improvement plan as presented in the fiscal year 2016 annual operating plan, and be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts a rate of $70.50 per acre foot of water annually for fiscal year 2016 for both the system water rate and the interruptible water rate. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts a rate of $49.35 per acre foot of water annually for fiscal year 2016 for the agricultural water rate. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts a methodology for quarterly payments or monthly payments to include a multiplier to be applied to the annual payment to allow the Brazos River Authority to recover interest lost on any unpaid balance plus a service charge for administrative costs, including but not limited to costs involving the billing, accounting, and collecting for the quarterly or monthly payments. And be it further resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the methodology used to determine the multiplier consists of applying the current savings rate the Brazos River Authority would be earning on the funds if paid in full annually to the unpaid balance on a monthly or quarterly schedule to determine lost interest, and that the service charge shall be $20 per invoice to cover additional administrative costs for billing, accounting, and collecting the associated payments. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts a multiplier and service charge of 0.253 for quarterly payments and 0.085 for monthly payments for fiscal year 2016. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby approves and adopts a fixed rate of $50.44 per acre foot and a variable rate of $116.42 per acre foot for transportation and use of the West Central Brazos Water Distribution System for fiscal year 2016.
You've heard the resolution and motion to adopt.
So moved.
Richard, second.
Creel.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Christensen?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Creel?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Chalice?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Can I interrupt for just a second? I wanted to recognize some folks that I should have earlier, and I apologize to them. Michelle Jawar, who is our budget officer, Matt Wheelis, who you already heard from, who's our county manager, and Melissa Anthony, who's our cash investment manager. These are the folks that put the numbers behind my ability to stand up here and talk to you. And again, I'd just like to acknowledge their contribution to the Brazos River Authority and the effort that we go through every year.
Turnabout's fair play. I think Jim deserves a round of applause too. He jumped in here at the last minute and pulled these folks together.